This is the Tennessee AgNet with a check of today's Ag News headlines. I'm Ty Higgins. Make sure and mark your calendars to attend the UT Soybean Scout Schools. They'll be held later on this month. Scott Stewart is a professor at the University of Tennessee's West Tennessee Research and Education Center.
They're really field side and in the field training programs to talk growers and consultants and ag distributors through the process of growing a crop. And that includes weed management, pest management, including insect control, disease management, and also just understanding the plant, how it grows, and how you tell what growth stage it's in.
The events are scheduled to take place in Henry County, Dyer County, Giles County, also Robertson County. You can find out more at utcrops.com and click on upcoming events. Stewart says one of the hot topics of this year's Soybean Scout School is weed control.
You're absolutely right. Weed control is the thing right now that everybody's probably most interested in. In particular now, it's the control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer pigweed, which has become a major pest problem in the state, in soybean and other crops. You know, they're going to talk about ways to help prevent the spread of that weed, also to control it once that weed gets established in your field, and talk about the basics of identifying and knowing when you have that weed as well.
These programs wouldn't be possible with the help of some major collaboration.
These programs are sponsored, of course, by the University of Tennessee, but they're also sponsored by the growers themselves through checkoff programs, which include the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board and the United Soybean Board.
To find out more and to get registered for the free event, the website, easy to remember.
Yeah, it's actually pretty simple. It's utcrops.com, and that'll take you to the main page, and there's a link right on the left side that says upcoming events, and it'll be the only thing listed under there right now.
I'm Ty Higgins on the Tennessee AgNet.